So we're here to talk about communion. And before we take communion, I would like to share a couple things to hopefully get our minds and our hearts to a place of real gratitude and reflection about what we're doing. And what I want to do is I want to take a look at some suffering from fellow believers throughout history, and then look at the suffering of Christ and make a few comparisons. So I'm going to read a couple passages from Richard Wurmbrand's book, Tortured for Christ. And this was a powerful book. This is about the guy who started Voice of the Martyrs. And he was in a Romanian prison for 14 years for being a Christian. And this was during the communist time. And so listen to a couple accounts of what happened when he was there. It was strictly forbidden to preach to others in prison, as it is in captive nations today. It was understood that whoever was caught doing this received a severe beating. A number of us decided to pay the price for the privilege of preaching, so we accepted their terms. It was a deal. We preached, and they beat us. We were happy preaching, they were happy beating, so everyone was happy. The following scene happened to me more times than I can remember. A brother was preaching to the other prisoners when the guards suddenly burst in, surprising him halfway through a phrase. They held him down the corridor to their beating room. After what seemed to be an endless beating, they brought him back and threw him, bloody and bruised, on the prison floor. Slowly, he picked up his battered body, painfully straightened his clothing, and said, "Now, brethren, where did I leave off before when I was interrupted?" And he continued on preaching. Such a level of commitment to God in the face of that kind of opposition is just unbelievable. And then listen to this account. This is talking about a fellow pastor that Richard Wurmbrand was with in prison. He was forced to stand for 2 weeks, day and night. The communists wished to compel him to betray his brethren, but he resisted steadfastly. Eventually, they brought his 14-year-old son to the prison and began to whip the boy in front of his father, saying that they would continue to beat him until the pastor said what they wished for him to say. The poor man was half mad. He bore it as long as he could, then cried to his son, "Alexander, I must say what they want. I can't bear your beating anymore." The son answered, "Father, don't do me the injustice of having a traitor as a parent. Withstand. If they kill me, I will die with the words Jesus and my fatherland." The communists, enraged, fell and beat the kid to death in front of his father. That courage by a 14-year-old boy is unbelievable. His dedication and commitment to the Lord, you can't really say anything about it. So there's two accounts of some fellow believers in the Lord. Now let's listen to the account of Christ before he was delivered up. This is Luke 22, verses 41 through 44. "And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw away and knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." So I just read a couple accounts throughout history of Christians enduring terrible, terrible physical agony. And they went into it courageously. Then we look at this passage of Christ here, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, before he's delivered up to go to the cross. And he appears what we might call, he's shaken up, he's in distress. Early Christian critics used to say that this was evidence against Christ's divinity, that he was shaken up by what he's about to endure while human beings weren't. So what's the difference here? There are martyrs throughout history who have endured terrible, terrible physical suffering. You know, stuff maybe equal to being crucified. I don't know. I've never experienced them. And experienced them. And they went to it courageously. And then we got Christ who appears distressed. So what's going on here? Well, we got to remember that the wrath of God is not just physical. Christ wasn't just bearing some physical wrath of God when he was on the cross. The cup Jesus is referring to when he says, "Father, you know, if possible, take this cup from me," is the cup of God's wrath that's mentioned in Isaiah. The wrath that every person would experience someday if they do not have the forgiveness of Christ on them. And how great that punishment will be. This is Revelation 14:11. "And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day or night." Hell is a place of physical torment. It's also, you know, emotional, spiritual. You're separated from the love of God. And it is day after day, night after night, going from severe to more severe forever. And that should make us tremble. It really should. There's no possible way to put a measurement on the amount of torment that one would experience in hell. And it lasts forever. It is literally infinitely terrible. And Christ bore that for every single person who will ever believe in him. All my sins, my eternal punishment, was bore. Christ took that upon himself. Pastor Mike's sins, Don's sins, Craig's sins. He bore all those sins. And being a math-oriented person, it kind of helps me appreciate this. If you did put a measurement on what we deserve in hell forever and ever, it's literally infinity. Like, what we are enduring would be, the amount of wrath we'd be experiencing is infinity. And think about piling up infinity on top of infinity on top of infinity. It's just not something our minds can wrap around. And that is what Christ endured on the cross. He endured the emotional torment, physical torment, all this wrath that was for us. He put that on himself. And that is why he appeared, shaken, why he was praying the way he was praying before he went to the cross. Because he wasn't just enduring the cross. He was taking the wrath of God for everybody who will believe. And it's just this infinite wrath of God that we can't even imagine. And that's courage, and that's love. And Christ was courageous to do what he did for us, to have his body broken for us, his blood shed for us. And so as we come to communion today, just remember what Christ did for us. It wasn't just the cross. He was taking our punishment that we would have taken in hell forever. And that's just an amazing Savior. Now, I can't speak about these things without doing a little side and speaking about the lost. So in regard to what I just said, you know, we can't imagine what the wrath of God's going to be like. Unfortunately, we'll never have to as believers. But in a sense, there are going to be people who don't have to imagine what it's like. The lost are going to experience it someday. Our family, our friends, our coworkers, people who are apart from the Lord, they'll experience the wrath of God someday unless they know Christ. So I hope kind of what I've talked about today, it will make you thankful that you do not have to bear, that you do not have to take the wrath of God. It'll make you thankful, but I also hope it'll awaken you, and it'll make you really passionate about reaching out to people like you've never done before, because it's for real. And this life, it's dictating where we spend eternity, and I really pray that you'll take it serious and really reach out for the Lord, because we're here celebrating communion. We're here celebrating that we're saved and that Christ died for us, but there's people out there who aren't. So let's pray for them, and let's pray for communion this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you this morning, Lord. I thank you that I know you, Lord, and people in here know you, God, that we will never experience your wrath, your righteous wrath that we deserve, God, because of our sin. Christ bore it, and it was a free gift of grace, Lord. It was not of works. It was just a free gift that we may not boast, God. And I'm just so thankful that I know you, God. There's sometimes when I think about my past life, and what if I just would have kept going on that path, God, and it terrifies me. But I'm not on that path, God. You saved me, you touched my life, put me on a new path, and I didn't deserve it, God. And I'm just so thankful for it. I'm thankful for all the believers in here, God. Lord, let us remember today that Christ took on our wrath for us, God. The unmeasurable wrath that we would have experienced one day, Christ took it for us. God, let us be so thankful. Let us be thankful that we don't have to do that, God. Let us love Christ, God. Let it spur us to love you in a whole new way, God, in dedication and sacrifice and trying to reach out to people, Lord. And really let the realization of hell, God, really ignite in us a desire to speak out to the lost, God. Let it ignite us to just have a sense of urgency, Lord, and understand what's at stake. And we are just so thankful for this time and that we could celebrate together. And I just ask that you would be with us, Lord. Help us reflect at this time. I pray all these things in Jesus' name.